USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is heading to a recount. The state of Georgia will hand count every ballot cast in the 2020 presidential election, according to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
The counting of more than 5 million votes will need to be completed by November 20th, the state's deadline to certify election results. Earlier in the day on Wednesday, President Donald Trump was declared the winner of Alaska's 3 electoral votes, taking the state with 57% of the vote compared to former Vice President Joe Biden's 37. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan was also declared the winner in his bid for re-election. Election officials said results were delayed so long because workers needed time to verify precinct registers to guard against potential double votes. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump's campaign filed suit in Michigan to block the certification of the vote count in that state. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court, alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump communications director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone,
people want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy, but we have the time to get there.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong have resigned in protest of the expulsion of 4 of their colleagues. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of 4 lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty will immediately lose their qualifications. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tech stocks recovered some of their losses from earlier this week, lifting the S&P and NASDAQ into the green. The S&P 500 closed just under a percent higher, while the NASDAQ jumped 2%. And we could be seeing the future of restaurants in a post-pandemic world. Tim Berg has the latest details of a new-look Chipotle from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.